Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10, and it is Thursday, the 28th of November, 2024. The month is nearly over. Good grief. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to all our American listeners today. Is there a way of celebrating Thanksgiving in Ireland? I'm not sure. Maybe they take tomorrow off. You could let us know. And everyone else besides can get in touch as well in the usual way. The WhatsApp is 087-032-3232. And you can email oliver@rte.ie. We're an election-free zone as ever for the next hour. Phew! Thank heavens, says you. But it is worth mentioning that we've noticed unprecedented interest in this campaign and the election from viewers in Britain, or from the media organisations in Britain. It's got unexpected coverage in all the Daily Telegraph, across a lot of print editions. The Guardian has seen, Channel 4 News, the BBC, which, by the way, is frankly overdue that the Brits have a little look in on this island. But we know it won't last. But anyway, it's good to have it for the meantime. OK, we leave it that. One electorate who've already had the say is the College of Voters at the An Post Irish Book Awards, which was there last night. That means none of the authors are awake this morning at this hour. But it's a great night of celebration. And, you know, kind of, it's like a stock market of the value of Irish writing and what kind of bits of creativity are on the up and what kind of trends are going down and so on. And a lovely night where the authors and the illustrators and the editors and the publishers all party together, and the librarians, and there's lots of charities there as well. I was fortunate enough to be there last night. My job was to tell everyone that there is one more trophy to hand out in December. They had about 20 awards last night. And the award in December is the overall Irish Book of the Year 2024. And the independent judges will select six of the winners from last night for the grand final. And one of them is crowned the very best Irish book. So my job is going to be to chat to the six authors and announce the victor on a special television programme which is going out on the night of the 19th of December next month. So it'll be of these winners. And the winners, there are big, big names. Hector O'Huckagon started off the night. He won and gave a beautiful speech about the Irish language being a big house, and that the door is swung open and all you have to do is just put your foot forward and come on in. And he says you'll have a great old party inside there. Sean Ronayne for Nature Boy, A Journey of Bird Song and Belonging, a very beautiful book as well. He was another of the winners. The Novel of the Year was a massive competition. You had Roddy Doyle in there, Sally Rooney, Colm Tobin, Donald Ryan. Donald Ryan was the winner, the Limerick man. In fact, Donald Ryan was about to introduce me to his wife, who's a powerhouse in the literary world, Anne-Marie, when Sarah Webb of Discover Irish Kids Books jumped in to thank me for the show we did here just yesterday celebrating kids' books. Although it wasn't me, it was the children who celebrated all the kids' books. So sorry to Mrs. Ryan that I didn't get to see her. But they won't care, because Donald won that award, and that's a great thing because it's a sequel, isn't it? He wasn't sure, people weren't sure whether he should have done, but it's a huge, huge success. Sally Rooney was the author of the year, and she said she stands with the people of Palestine in her speech when she was there. The Sports Book of the Year was won by Johnny Sexton for Obsessed, a kind of a book that's divided the rugby world, it must be said, because, well, I like the fact that he's ignored the trope of sports books, whereas you're supposed to come out much better from it, but he's unafraid to come across as kind of grumpy, grouchy, intense. You see, that's good. That's a positive in sport, isn't it? Ghost written by Peter O'Reilly from the Sunday Times, who share that award with. The Children's Book of the Year in Junior, The Golden Hair by Paddy Donnelly, we mentioned yesterday. So well done to him and the O'Brien Press. And the Children's Book of the Year for the Senior Readers, Fia and the Last Snow Deer. I'm delighted for Eilish Fisher, who was in with us not that long ago. That is a stunning book. And the Teen and Young Adult Book of the Year went to Sam Blake, best known for crime writing, but Something's About to Blow Up is the winner there for adult fiction. And Crime Fiction of the Year, they're a great bunch of authors. I met Catherine Ryan Howard, who isn't even nominated this year, and the crime writers will go to these awards for the crack to support their fellow souls at the scribbling trade when it comes to crime. Jane Casey won that for A Stranger in the Family. I was talking to a writer who's been nominated five times, and I didn't know if they're going to win. I woke up this morning to check. They've gone five times without a win. Is that like Saoirse Ronan? Has she been nominated four times? No Oscar yet? So it'll happen. She's young enough. Popular fiction book of the year, of course, Hot Competition. Graham Norton won it for Frankie. And he can't go to these awards because they're on a Wednesday night when he records his chat show. And so the producers apparently got in touch and said, you know, if he wins, they said, if he wins, we're going to give the award, get one of his kind of chat show guests this week to give him the award. And that person was Cher. So Cher last night presented an unpublished Irish book, the Novel of the Year Award, to Graham Norton. I think that's really, really cool. And special recognition award went to Paula Howard, who was on Morning Ireland just now. And I'll also mention the ones that sometimes don't get the look in. New Irish Writing, Best Short Story, Valentine's Day by Kathleen McAdam, and Best Poetry, Onion Skin by Eileen De Puer. So a great success there and very much fun as well. So yeah, I could barely get to this stage because I'm very grateful children's books authors and bookshops after our show yesterday. And you can find out on Instagram places that all the books we highlighted, because everyone is asking, you know, how do we, what are the books we selected? So we did it all. The child reviewers did all the hard work. And you heard the evidence. If you just ask the bookshop owners or the libraries to recommend Irish stories, even if the kids are fans of big international authors who sell millions and millions, let them know. And they will also always have recommendations for something that's like that. And the kids just love reading stories that are from where they're from, as opposed to the American stuff and so on. Because they'll do that anyway. They'll get those books because the kids, there are so many of them bought. They're shared around the place. I was also chatting to independent shop owners. Very worried at the moment. A really good thing that people liked are the free school books at primary level, but it has badly impacted independent retailers because every August parents used to come in to buy the school books in small shops in country towns around the country, and they would increase the footfall there. They'd pick up a book for themselves, the adults, and they'd think of the shop when it comes to the festive shopping season. So a good programme, unfortunately, has really damaged and harmed small bookshops, and I was told that 11 independent bookshops in Ireland have closed just this school term already, many more on the edge as well. So spend your spare euros with the independent sector if you can. There are loads of them all around the country and around your locality. Okay, so there you go. The Liverpool people will be smiling as well this morning. They had another good night with Caoimhín Kelleher and the goals. And Liverpool are flying at the top of the Premier League table and at the top of the Champions League table and are playing Man City. Great excitement there. But Shamrock Rovers, our own crowd tonight, they are playing Rapid Vienna. That'll go down well with a Dublin audience. Well, Vienna, Rapid. In the UEFA Conference League, that's happening tonight. So the Hoops are going to Austria, unbeaten in three matches so far. And this is all very important, of course, for making money over there. It's going to be live on TNT Sports, covered on RT Radio 1 as well, of course, throughout the night. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock this evening. Good luck to Shamrock Rovers. Donal Ryan is a Tipperary man, not Limerick. I do make this mistake, don't I? It's really, like, it's literally the border. You know, the books are literally crossing between Tip and Limerick. And he's teaching in UL. There he goes. So, I can't be wrong. Okay, I was wrong, and apologies. And apologies for that. That's a double apology. So Irish people doing well abroad. Barry Keoghan may be rocking a mop top, they're saying, because Ringo Starr has been talking about him and he thinks it would be great that Barry Keoghan might play him in a movie on the Beatles' life. So this is a Sony Pictures thing. It's a unique film because for the first time since the Beatles arrived on the planet and completely changed and utterly popular music, that their families of the late Beatles, John Lennon and George Harrison, and the living Beatles, Paul McCartney and Starr, have granted the full life story music rights for scripted films. The only sad bit, I think, is there are going to be four separate movies, so each one from each Beatles point of view. This is actually going to happen. And so the casting is a source of endless rumours and chatter around the place. So they're talking about Barry Keoghan as a possible Ringo Starr. And Ringo Starr says, "I've heard Barry Keoghan is taking drumming lessons. I hope not too many." It's what he also added. Just Ringo Starr famously. The other people being rumoured are Paul Mescal, Harris Dickinson and Joseph Quinn. Joseph Quinn was also in Gladiator 2 with Paul Mescal. Harris Dickinson was in that mad film in the cruise yacht. The Triangle of Sadness. Paul Mescal is very muscly for a Beatles, but it has been done. Christian Bale has lost all his muscles to play a very skinny, weedy character in scary movies. So it could be done. And you can definitely see them up top All right, working on him. But I suppose there'll be years of that. The excitement of that is growing because Timothy Chalamet is playing Bob Dylan and looks really like him in all the posters and the trailers and sings exactly like him. And that movie's coming out in January and has all the Oscar-y buzz and so on. Is 3pm the new 9pm? We were chatting only recently to DJ Annie Mac about, you know, for parents and the ravers of the 90s who are now in their late 30s, early 40s, and they prefer to dance in the middle of the day, get all the sweating and everything done. It's a workout rather than staying out all night and being wrecked for weeks on end and they've got kids and so on. So it's the daytime rave. You can dance, meet people and still be curled up on the sofa in time for prime time, basically. So this is coming out of London, which makes waves and hopefully reaches here as well, because dance spaces are a thing that we need in this country for young people, particularly ones who don't want to drink anymore and go a bit mad. Now, we're going to be talking about folklore today, and particularly, specifically, Irish dressers. Michael Fortune is a well-known folklorist. We're going to talk about his Irish dresser project, which ends up on a calendar for the last couple of years. And so this feels like a good place for folk music, and we're talking about Irish writing and all that's good there as well. Are you able for banjos at this hour of the morning? That'll be the question. Not if you went to the Book Awards, from what I saw. But the authors may get some tips from this song, because it's music from the lads of Dundalk. What a year they have had. It's the Mary Wallopers.